It's always a joy to be here in this fellowship.
很高兴今天能够在这里和大家一起敬拜。
Thank you for the privilege of being able to share God's word with you.
很高兴能够跟大家一起分享神的话语。
I want us to turn to Luke 15.
大家把圣经打开到路加福音15章。
I want us to look at some familiar stories from the Bible.
你可以看到一些非常熟悉的比喻。
I want us to look at the prodigal, and I want us to look at from the idea of being an issue of the heart.
我们来看一下这个讲到一个浪子，也是我们内心的一个
When we think about the prodigal, we think about someone coming home from being gone a long time.
我们讲到浪子的话，我们会想到一个人他离开了很久，然后回来。
But you can see as the dictionary brings it, it gives us a different idea of what the prodigal is, the main idea.
我们如果看词典里面的解释的话，我们可以看能够有一个大致的一个了解对这个词的意思。
It's characterized by profuse or wasteful expenditure.
形容词的话，它解释是挥霍的，挥霍无度的。
One who spends or gives lavishly and foolishly.
一个人他非常盲目的就是去挥霍，去花销。
So that's the main definition of it.
这是他主要的一个意思。
But we have always focused on the second one. One who is returned after an absence.
我们很多时候就会关注到他的第二个解释就是一个回头的浪子。
So I want us to look today at this very familiar set of parables and see if we can understand what Jesus is trying to say.
我们今天来看一下这个章节当中的一些比喻，我们来看看耶稣他要告诉我们些什么。
I want us to first look at Luke 15:1-2 to set the scene.
我们首先来看一下第一节到第二节，是怎么定这个主要的基调的。
Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them."
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
This is the key to the whole chapter.
这是整个章节的非常重要的一部分。
The Pharisees are observing what Jesus is doing.
法利赛人在观察耶稣在做什么。
And we have this reoccurring issue between them and Jesus.
我们也可以发现这里有法利赛人和耶稣他一直在反复发生的一个事情。
He receives sinners and tax collectors.
也就是耶稣在和那些税吏和罪人在交流，并且和他们一起吃饭。
This idea of table fellowship is very important in the Jewish culture.
在犹太人的文化当中一起吃饭交流是一件非常重要的是一部分文化。
These people who don't follow the law.
这些人他们都没有遵从律法。
They don't seek to live in relationship with God.
他们的生活好像和神都没有特别好的关系。
They are not like us.
他们并不像我们一样。
And yet Jesus spends his time with them.
但是耶稣却和他们在一起，花时间在一起。
So we come to the first parable.
所以我们来看第一个比喻。
And that is the lost sheep.
就是这个失羊的比喻。
So he told them a parable saying,
耶稣就说到这个比喻。
What man among you, that if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
你们中间谁有100只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找到呢？
When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
找到了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
I tell you that in the same way there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
In this we see the determination and the compassion of the shepherd.
在这个比喻当中，我们看到一个找回丢失的羊的一个牧人，他找回丢失羊的一个决心和一个同情。
He leaves the 99 to go find the one that is lost.
他撇下99只羊去找那一只丢失的羊。
He will not quit until he finds it.
他不在找到之前他不会放弃。
And when he does find it, there is great rejoicing.
在他找回之后有非常大的喜乐。
He is not chastising or yelling at it for getting lost.
他并没有就是对这个失去这个羊感到非常的沮丧。
He picks up the sheep and puts him around over his shoulders.
他把这个丢失的羊捡起来放在他的肩上。
The lost he carries back.
这是他丢失的，他把它重新拾起来，然后背着他。
And when he arrives, he calls all of his friends together to celebrate.
当他回到家，他请他的朋友邻舍们一起，然后一起庆祝。
He shares the blessing that God has helped him find the lost sheep.
他和朋友们一起分享神帮助他找回这只羊的喜乐。
And notice the commentary that Jesus says about this parable.
然后这最后有耶稣他有对这个比喻的一个注释。
There's greater joy over one that has been found and repents.
一个罪人悔改所带来的欢喜要比这99个不用悔改的义人还要大。
Than over the 99 who do not need repentance.
比那99个不用悔改的义人相比欢喜更大。
Now here Jesus is addressing salvation.
这里耶稣讲到的是救恩。
He is showing the great contrast between 99 who are saved and protected.
他这里比较了这99个信主的在受主保护的人。
Over the one who is lost and has no hope.
和那一个丢失的没有希望的人。
He is not speaking about Christian living where we are constantly in need of repentance.
他讲到了我们基督徒的生活一直都需要这样的救恩救赎。
But of salvation.
我们一直都叫这样救赎。
Next he goes to the parable of the lost coin.
然后第二个比喻就是讲到失钱的比喻。
Or what woman, if she had 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it.
或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找到吗？
When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that was lost.
找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
In the same way I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Again, we have here determination and tenacity.
在这里我们也可以看到就是要找回这个钱币的决心。
She will not quit until she finds it.
她不会放弃寻找这个丢失的钱币，直到他找到。
With the parable of the sheep, we struggle somewhat to understand that one, to relate to it.
在这个丢失的羊的比喻当中，我们并没有看到就是特别着重讲到这一点。
But this one we relate a little better, don't we?
但是这个事前的比喻我们可以非常有这个同感。
Especially when you get to my age and a little bit mature, we tend to lose things easier.
特别是像我这个年纪大了之后比较容易健忘，很容易丢东西。
And we get down and we crawl around and we look and we look.
我们可能我们丢了什么东西在地上，我们到这个在地上慢慢的找。
Trying to find that which is lost.
就是为了找到那个我们丢失的东西。
And this lady just continues to sweep, to search, to find until she finds the coin.
这个妇人她点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找到。
And then, with the joy of finding the coin, she calls everyone together and again shares the blessings of finding the lost coin.
然后当她找到的时候，她和邻舍们一起分享她找回的喜悦。
And again, the commentary of Jesus on this parable.
然后最后耶稣也为这个比喻提了一个注释。
This is the kind of joy in heaven.When one lost person repents and comes to the Lord.
这就是这样的这同样的喜悦，这是会发生在一个罪人他悔改的时候。
So that brings us to the lost son.
最后我们会讲到这个浪子的比喻。
This here is what they call an icon.
在这里我们会看到一个图。
In the Greek Orthodox Church,
是在这个东正教的这样一个符号。
And they will paint icons of biblical people, people of faith, or scenes.
他们会这样用这样子的一个图画来形容这个圣经当中的一些有名的人物和故事。
And they were used as memory.Tools.
然后用来人们可以用来这个来记忆。
To remember the stories of the Bible.
来记忆这个圣经当中这些故事。
As we look at this, let me go along a little bit, read a bit. And a man had two sons.
让我们来读一下这里的比喻。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
The younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the share of my estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth among his sons.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country.
过了不多日，小儿子就在他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
And there he squandered his estate with loose living.
在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine.
于是到投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
He would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger?
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
我要起来到我父亲那里向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。
We begin to see in that first section, we see the selfishness and the downfall.
我们可以看到这比喻的第一部分，这个小儿子他的一个自私和他一个人生的一个这个低谷。
First, he shames his father by asking for his inheritance.
这个比喻开始在这个提到这个小儿子向他的父亲要求分产业给他。
Then he picks up everything he has and leaves and goes to a far country.
然后他就把所有的都收拾起来往远方去了。
There he spends his life in loose living.
然后在那里任意放荡浪费资财。
Don't know what loose living means in those days.
不太能够理解这个任意放荡这个在今天什么意思。
But I do know that at the end of this period, he has nothing left.
但是我们可以知道在这个最后他什么他耗尽了所有没有任何东西剩下。
They used to have a phrase to describe a person like that.
曾经是有一个章有一个经节，他有来形容这样一个
They would call him a good time Charlie.
Good time Charlie.
Sorry.
Good time Charlie. 就是 Charlie.
Charlie is a name, yes.
对，就是有个查理这个人。
Yeah. And he would just spend when he had money, he would just spend it everywhere.
Charlie 就是他会把他所有的钱财都花费掉。
But then he'd have nothing left.
然后他就什么都没有剩下。
So our prodigal son has now hit rock bottom.
在这里我们这个挥霍的小儿子最后他已经耗尽了所有钱财没有任何东西剩下。
In a foreign land.
在一个异国异野他乡。
No family.
没有亲人。
And as we see in the text, evidently no friends.
我们也可以看到他也没有朋友。
So he hires himself out to work for one of the people in the land.
他在这里投靠了那里地方的一个人工作。
And he sends him out to feed the swine or the pigs.
那个人打发他到田里面去喂猪。
This is the lowest of all low.
这是这个工作不能再低贱的不能再低贱了。
For a Jewish person, a pig is considered unclean.
对犹太人来说，猪是非常不洁净的。
So now his task is to feed the unclean.
而他现在做的工作就是去喂那些不洁净的猪。
And even worse, he desires to eat what they are eating.
甚至他恨不得拿猪吃的东西来充饥。
Now I don't know if you've ever had any experience with pigs and a pig pen.
不知道你们大家有没有对这个猪它的这个饮食有一些了解。
My wife is the queen of clean.
我的妻子她非常的爱干净。
For her to even consider getting close to a pig pen will never happen.
让她去甚至去哪怕想象一下在这个猪棚旁边她都这种对她来说是很难的一件事情。
It is muddy, it is gross.
非常的泥泞非常的令人恶心。
When I was a little boy,
当我还是个孩子的时候
，We went out to one of my father's friend's farm.
我们去我父亲朋友的一个农场。
Now I was little when I was little.
我
you know
那是真，当时真的很小。
And he had two daughters that were older than I was.
我父亲的朋友他有两个女儿比我大。
And they dared me to ride a pig.
他们打赌说，我要去。我可以去那去坐在一个猪上，骑在一个猪上。
I rode the pig.
我真的骑在了那个猪上。
He took me to the middle of the pig pen.
那个猪把我带到了那个猪棚里面。
Threw me off.
然后我就跌倒了下来。
I was the main course then. That's what they were thinking.
他们觉得我就是他们当天的食物。
That's when my dad and his friend came in and got me.
这也是那时候我父亲和他的朋友来把我救了出来。
I got to admit,
我承认
I enjoyed watching those girls get spanked.
我很开心之后那两个女孩子被她的父亲惩罚了。
I'd never ate anything in that pig pen that they were eating.
我不会吃那个整猪棚里面给猪吃的那些食物。
But this was how desperate he was.
但是对这个浪子来说，这就是他当时是如此的绝望。
How hungry he was.
他是如此的饥饿。
And no one was helping him.
但是没有人帮助他。
It said no one would give him anything.
这里说到没有人给他任何东西。
Where were all his friends when he had money?
当他有钱的时候，他那些朋友去了哪里？
They have left him. They are gone.
那些朋友就把他丢下，不再理会他。
But even as he hit rock bottom, he began to look up.
即使当他在这个人生的最低谷的时候，他醒悟了过来。
Notice he got it right here.
他醒悟过来要把这个事情纠正过来。
He says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
他这里说到我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Exodus 20:12 says, Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you.
出埃及记20:12说到，要尊敬你的父亲和母亲，那么你在这个地上的日子就会长了。这也是神要给你的。
Notice how the son has violated this commandment.
大家有没有注意到这个小儿子他违背了这个律法？
He has not honored his father and his mother.
他并没有尊敬他的父亲和母亲。
He has turned his back on them.
他违背了他们的意愿。
He has left the land that the Lord has given him.
他也离开了这个神给他的这片土地。
So the son at least recognizes this.
至少这个儿子他意识到了。
He wants restoration.
他想要悔改。
But he feels unworthy.
但是他觉得他不配得。
We struggle with this, don't we?
我们也有这样子的挣扎。
So often it's easier to forgive someone else.
有时候很容易可以就是原谅其他人。
Than to forgive ourselves.
但是原谅自己却是很难的一件事情。
The son feels that he is totally severed himself from his father.
这个小儿子觉得他自己选择要与他这个他的父亲分离。
No longer a part of the family.
与他的这个家庭亲戚亲人分离。
But desires to be a servant of his father.
他决定他说要做一个雇工。
But he does have the commitment to carry through.
但是他承诺他会坚持下去。
And this is where we have a twist in the story.
然后就我们会可以看到这个故事有一个转折。
Because this young man is overwhelmed by love and compassion.
因为这个年轻人他被爱和仁慈包围。
Beginning in verse 20. So he got up and came to his father.
二十节，于是起来往他父亲那里去。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced and kissed him.
相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
We don't understand the depth of what is happening here.
我们要很难，这里有点比较难理解这里到底发生了什么。
In the Middle East, you will never see an older man run.
因为在中东地区的话，你很少看到一个年长的人他在那里奔跑。
For him to run, he has to pull up his robe, and that would expose his legs.
因为当你 要当你跑的时候，你要提起你这个长袍，然后露出你的膝盖。
That is a no-no.
在那个在那个地区，那个时候是不允许的。
It is the same way even today in the Middle East.
甚至在现在，在这个中东地区，这也是很少看到，这是不允许的。
While we were living in Israel, one of my friends went into an Arab community.
当我在住在以色列的时候，我的一个朋友他在一个社区里面。
But he was wearing a pair of shorts.
然后他，但是他穿当时穿了一个短的裤子。
This was a very disrespectful action.
在当时这个行为是非常就是不尊重的一个行为。
Because it is culturally wrong.
因为在这个当时那个文化是不接受这样子穿着。
So it is shameful.
是非常不合适的。
So we have the father shaming himself as he runs.
然而这个父亲他却不顾这个
文化。Grabbing his son.
他跑去然后去拥抱他的儿子。
And kissing him.
并且与他亲吻。
Who has shamed his father publicly before the whole community.
亲吻这个儿子曾经当众羞辱他的一个这个儿子。
In the Jewish community,
在犹太的文化里面
especially the older communities,
特别是那些有很长历史的团体
for someone to leave the faith,
对那些如果他们曾经抛弃了这个他们的信仰
they will consider them dead,
他们会觉得这些人已经死去了
and here is a father who has been publicly shamed,
然而这里却是一个曾经被他儿子羞辱的这样一个父亲。
Embracing the son who shamed him.
然而他却拥抱这个儿子。
And the son begins to share what he had planned to say.
然后这个儿子他开始向他的父亲忏悔说了他准备的一段话。
Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.I am no longer to be worthy to be called your son.
这个儿子说道，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to the slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿。
Put a ring on his hand and sandal on his feet.
把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
And bring the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this son of mine who was dead has come to life again.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
He was lost, but now is found.
这个儿子是死而复得。
And they began to celebrate.
他们一起来庆祝。
Notice the son began to share his statement that he was preparing to make. His rehearsed speech, yes.
这个儿子他开始他开始就是他讲这段话是他之前就已经准备好了的。
But he's not allowed to finish.
他甚至还没有说完他准备的这段话。
And so the father forgives.
然而这个父亲就已经原谅他
The father restores,
要与他修复这个关系
The father celebrates.
甚至庆祝他这个儿子的回来
It's a picture of us and our heavenly father.
这个景象也像是我们和天父之间的关系
Too often we cast him aside and we reap the consequences.
很多时候有时候我们远离了神而要承担相应的后果
Then we come to the point of conviction and repentance.
但是当我们觉得要我们要认罪和悔改的时候
But we feel unworthy of his forgiveness.
我们又觉得我们不配得他的原谅
Let alone restoration.
甚至无法想象能与天父修复那样的关系
Yet we are overwhelmed by his compassion.
但是我们却被天父的仁慈所包围。
The Father forgives and restores.
天父原谅了我们，甚至与我们修复关系。
Oh, how we love these stories, don't we?
我们实在很喜欢这三个比喻。
We love the idea of, because most of all, it's our story.
因为很多时候这就是其实讲的就是我们自己。
We have been lost and found by the Father.
我们就是那个失而复得的儿子，被我们天父所寻回。
Who does not love a story about a lost animal being found?
谁不喜欢一个失而复得的一个动物？
Lost money being found.
钱财失而复得。
Or a wayward lost child returning.
或是一个失而复得的孩子。
We love these stories.
我们喜欢这样的故事。
And this is usually where we stop.
这也是很多对很多人来说，这个故事也就到这里结束了。
It makes us feel good.
因为让我们自我感觉非常好。
It meets our needs.
这已经完全符合我们的需要。
But if we do, we miss the whole point of the chapter.
但是我们讲，如果就讲到这里就结束的话，我们也就错过了这个章节非常重要的部分。
Because there is the lost elder brother to look at also.
因为这里还有一个大儿子的比喻故事。
As I looked for pictures to put up here, I had no trouble finding for the sheep, coin, or son.
当我找在网上想要找到一些图片的时候，找那丢失的羊、丢失的钱财、丢失的小儿子，我都能找到很多的图片。
But for the elder son, there was not very many.
但是这个大儿子我却没有找到很多。
So, that's it.
这就是我找到的。
So, enter from offstage.
这个大儿子他在这个故事讲到一半的时候突然出现了。
Now his older son was in the field when he came and he approached the house. He heard music and dancing.
在25节这里讲到，这时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
And he summoned one of his servants.And began inquiring what these things could be.
便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事情。
And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he received him back safe and sound.
仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因他无病无灾的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
So what he's saying, what has happened?
这里大儿子就问了，到底发生了什么？
And basically, the servant says, "Your brother is returned, and your father has restored him."
这里的仆人就告诉他，是你的弟弟回来了，然后你的父亲就是把就在当中就庆祝他回来这件事情。
But notice the response, the anger versus compassion.
但是你会发现这里大儿子他非常的生气。
But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began to plead with him.
他这个大儿子很生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。
This idea here of the son being angry and the father pleading.
这里这个儿子他生气，然后这个父亲出来劝导他。
He uses the same Greek word that Jesus uses to describe the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
这里有回应到耶稣有讲到的这个圣灵就是一个安慰者。
The father is trying to comfort his older son.
这里的父亲试图去安慰这个大儿子。
But he will not be comforted.
但是这个大儿子却没有被真的得到安慰。
In verse 29,But he answered and said to his father, Look, for so many years I've been serving you and I've never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends.
这里二十九节，他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
He literally in the text refers to himself as his father's slave.
他在这里这段话当中，他觉得他的父亲对待他像一个奴隶一样。
He says, "I've never neglected a command you've told me to do."
他这里说我没有违背过你的一丁点的命令。
He even, in a sense, accuses him of neglect and abuse.
他甚至就是说他觉得他的父亲是在忽视，甚至是滥用他的
He says, "You never even gave me a little goat, a little kid, that a small, insignificant compared to the fatted calf."
他说你并没有给我一只山羊羔，哪怕这只山羊羔和那个被宰的肥牛肚相比是很小的一个东西。
So that I could go celebrate with my friends.
你没有给我一个山羊羔，让我和我的朋友一同快乐。
Notice he doesn't say with his father.
他这里都没有称他为父亲。
And then I want you to listen because you hear a change in the tone of what the older brother is speaking to his father.
我们要看注意一下这里他讲这段话时候的一个态度。
You can almost hear the venom in his speech.
你可以看到他在说这句话时候的他的一种心里的愤恨。
Verse 30, but when this son of yours came, who had devoured your wealth,With prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.
这里三十节说到，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛肚。
He turns on his father.
他就是他对他的父亲，开始指责。
Your son.
是你的儿子。
Your wealth.
你的财产。
He devoured it.
你儿子吞进了你的财产
Wasted it.
然后我浪费了那些产业
With prostitutes.
和娼妓一起
Now the question is, how does he know?
问题是他怎么知道的
He went to a far country.
那个小儿子他到了一个很远的地方这个大儿子是怎么知道的
No internet.
当时没有这个网络
No Facebook.
没有脸书。
No Twitter.
没有 Twitter.
No Snapchat.
没有 Snapchat.
No cell phones.
也没有手机。
So is the brother? Does he know what he did?
这个大儿子知道这个小儿子都遇到一些什么事情吗
？Or is this what?The brother would have done.
还是这个大儿子他如果是他的话他会做的这一些事情。
And then he says, you go and restore him after all that.
然后在这些事情之后这个父亲你竟然原谅了他。
And he refuses to go in.
然后这个儿子就不肯进去。
He rejects table fellowship.
他不肯与众人一同这个吃饭。
And he is just as guilty as the younger son of shaming his father.
这个大儿子这些举动和那个羞辱他父亲的小儿子一样是有罪的。
But notice how the father responds.
但是我们来看这个父亲是如何回应的。
And he said to him, Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours.
这个父亲对他说儿啊你常和我同在我一切所有的都是你的。
But we had to celebrate and rejoice for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live. He was lost and has been found.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活失而复得的所以我们应当欢喜快乐。
The father emphasizes family.
这里父亲他强调了家庭
and forgiveness.
然后要原谅。
Repentance means being forgiven and beginning again.
悔改意味着被原谅重新开始。
And for that there must be celebration of life.
因为如此我们就要这个就会有庆祝和生命。
So I want to ask you a question.
所以我来问你一个问题。
Does a part of you relate to the older brother?
你在这个大儿子身上有看到自己的影子吗？
Do you not see some justification for his anger?
你有看到他为他的这个气恼找了很多借口。
He shamed his father.
他羞辱了他的父亲。
Left his family.
离开了他的亲人家庭。
Wasted all that he had.
放下了他所有他拥有的。
Comes home begging.
回到家来乞讨乞求。
Doesn't a part of us say he got what he deserved?
我们有没有觉得这个小儿子他得到了他应得的报应？
Isn't that the danger here?
但是这里就是很危险，要注意，有地方要注意。
He did wrong. He should be punished.
这个小儿子确实做错了事情，他也应该得到惩罚。
The Pharisees there certainly would have agreed with that.
法利赛人是一定会同意说要惩罚这个小儿子的。
And I think that's why we don't spend much time with the elder brother in our Sunday school lessons and sermons.
所以这也是为什么我们没有花很多的时间去看这个大儿子
的故事。Because he's a mirror into our hearts.
因为这个大儿子我们可以看到很多我们自己内心的写照。
This was a constant thorn in the side of the Pharisees.
这也是这个法利赛人他们一直介意的一件事情。
He eats with sinners and tax collectors.
耶稣与税吏和罪人们一同同吃。
Look what they have done.
看看那些罪人和税吏们都做了些什么。
Look how they live.
他们是如何生活的。
How can we sit down and eat with them when they are so disrespectful of God?
我们怎么可以与他们一同吃当他们对神是如此的不尊敬。
Do we sometimes struggle with this?
我们是否也有这样子的一个心理活动。
We say Jesus eats with sinners.
我们想到耶稣他和罪人一起。
An IRS agent.
也许是一个IRS.
Gang members.
或者是一个黑帮的成员。
Drug addicts.
或是一个对毒品上瘾的人。
Politicians.
或是一个政客。
Whatever you want to put in that blank.
你可以自己填空。
But if they have repented and accepted Jesus.
但是如果他们悔改，那耶稣也会原谅他们。
How could we reject them?
耶稣没有拒绝他们，那么我们怎么可以拒绝他？耶稣都没有拒绝他们，我们怎么可以拒绝他们呢？
And if they are lost,
如果他们曾经走丢，
How can we withhold the story of hope from them?
我们可以
keep from telling them.
我们要一直要提醒他们。
Just as there is a little bit of prodigal in each one of us.
就好像我们每个人心里都有一个，都曾经是个浪子。
There lurks the elder brother also.
但我们心里也都住着一个那个大儿子。
So which one will it be?
所以究竟是我们是什么样的一个更像小儿子还是大儿子呢？
It is an essential question we cannot neglect.
这也是一个非常重要的一个问题。
So we ask ourselves, where is our heart?
所以我们要问我们的心究竟在哪里。
Are we going to miss the joy and the hope and the power of God?
我们将会错过喜乐、希望和神的大能。
Are we going to miss the relationship Because of regulations and duty and service.
我们是否会失去，我们会失去我们与神的关系，因为那些规则，那些服侍的事项。
Are we going to, if we receive the joy of salvation, how can we go under the burden of bondage of the elder son?
如果我们领受到这个救恩的喜乐，我们就不会像这个大儿子一样。
And if we do, then we miss the joy, we miss the hope of forgiveness and restoration.
如果我们失去了这个救恩的喜乐，我们也就失去了这个。
Because of sin and pride.
我们也就失去了和神和好的这样一个希望，因为我们的这个罪和骄傲。
We miss the joy of salvation.
我们当我们会失去这个救恩的这个喜乐。
Because of a hard heart.
如果我们有一颗非常刚硬的心。
And we miss the truth and the power and the majesty of God.
我们也会失去这个神的真理，他的力量和他的奇妙。
Because of ourselves.
因为我们自己。
So the question is,
所以这里的问题就是
Where is our heart?
我们的心究竟在哪里？
Do we rejoice in the joy of salvation?
你是否为你得到的救恩所喜乐？
Do we look for that one lost sheep?
我们是否在寻找那只丢失的羊？
Do we look for that one lost coin?
我们是否在寻找那个丢失的钱币？
Do we pray and not give up for the lost child?
我们是不是在没有放弃去寻找那个丢失的孩子？
Do we open our table to fellowship for all who know him?
我们是否敞开我们这个的家然后餐桌来欢迎那些朋友？
No matter of possession or position.
和你所拥有的东西和你的职位都没有关系。
So this morning I asked you the question.
所以今天早上我问大家一个问题。
Have you come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior?
你是否已经你相信耶稣就是你的救主？
He is reaching out for you.
他正在向你伸手。
As unworthy as each one of us is.
就像我们其他所有人一样，我们都不配得。
He wants to run to us, embrace, and accept us.
但是他却向我们跑来，拥抱我们，与我们亲嘴。
Were you willing to repent and accept his love?
你愿意悔改并且接受他的爱吗？
And if you are a believer,
如果你是一个信主的人，
How are you living your life?
你是如何生活的？
Have we ever asked our question, is the reason the young son left, is it because of the older son and his friends?
我们有没有想过这个小儿子离开会不会是因为这个大儿子和他的朋友？
On how they live their life.
他们是如何生活的？
So let us seek to live the relationship with Jesus.
所以让我们来寻求我们与主耶稣的这个关系。
That draws people to Jesus.
让其他人因此而更加的亲近主。
Not push them away.
而不是把他们推开。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace.
神啊，谢谢你的爱和你的恩典。
Father, let us always live in relationship with you.
让我们与你有非常亲近的关系。
Let us not be driven by regulations and rules.
让我们不要被那些规则和事物所束缚。
But by your truth and your grace.
但是让我们了解你的真理和你的活在你的恩典和你的真理之下。
Let the gospel shine through us.
让福音通过我们更多的传播出去。
That will bring many to the cross.
让更多的人带他们来到十字架前。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.